We begin the current daven sentence, but become a daven samach test. Begin full lines down for the daven of the Yomid. The Gemara continues quoting a halacha that was mentioned in passing in the previous daf, which was regarding the machlikis Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish and halachas of dal v'hei, which we had many different opinions regarding what are the parameters, when are you chayav for dal v'hei as a ganav for selling it. Is it only lefnei yish? Is it only la'acha yish? Is it both lefnei yish and la'acha yish? Now there was machlikis Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish regarding la'acha yish. Yechidin held that there would be a liability even l'acha yish. Rish Lakish said no, because he held like Rav that once there's yish of the owner, the ganav is kainit, and then shalayu tevech shalayu meicher. Now Rabbi Yechidin had asked a question from a praisa, from a mishnah on daf ein dalam abeis, which Rish Lakish ended up answering. It's not the way you think, Rabbi Yechidin, that there's yish and that's how he was makdashit. It's actually talking about that the owner was makdashit in the rishus of the ganav, and that's why he's exempt from dal v'hei, because it's hektish, and hektish is not chayav for kefil, it's only l'ri'eyu and not for hektish. Which the Gemara's question was from this halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, which seemingly said that you cannot be makdish, the owner, that somebody that's not birshusay, that was stolen by somebody else. And therefore, how could you say that the owner was makdish? Which the Gemara had answered, which actually is going to come relevant later on as a question to Rabbi Yechanan, which Rish Lakish was saying, like a Mishnah Meister Sheni of the Tznuin, which you see, you could be makdish, you could be paid to something that's not birshusay at that time. But the Gemara goes back to discuss it at length. Gufa, it was mentioned in the halacha that Amar Yechanan, somebody robbed something from somebody, and the owner didn't give up hope of it yet. So both of them can't be makdish this item. Why? The gazlan, because it's not his, he doesn't own it. The original owner didn't give a hope from it yet, so he still owns it. So the ganav, okay, the gazlan can't be makdish, it's not his. And the original owner can't be makdish because it's not in his domain at that time. That was Rabbi Yechanan's halacha. On that, asked the Gemara, "Mi'omer Rabbi Yechanan Hachi? Did Rabbi Yechanan really say this?" But V'omer Rabbi Yechanan, we know Rabbi Yechanan says, as is mentioned many times in Shas, "Halachik Stam Mishnah." The halacha follows any anonymous Mishnah. Now the problem is, it's not who learned the Mishnah Ma'aseh Sheni that seems to contradict this halacha of Rabbi Yechanan. Why? Because the Mishnah says as follows: Karim Revai, when someone has a vineyard in his fourth year, so up until that year, the first 3 years, the produce was forbidden. The fourth year, the produce are permitted if you bring it up to Yerushalayim. If not, you have to redeem it. Only then is it permitted. So So the owners would identify this vineyard by putting clumps of earth around the boundary of that vineyard to let people know that this is a Kerem Revai vineyard and that it's forbidden to partake from it without pidyon, without redeeming it first. Now, explains the Gemara, how does one know that by seeing clumps of dirt around of earth around the boundary? Because simon ki adama, the sign is to tell you it's like earth, which is ma adama ikano minei, just like earth, that you could have benefit from the earth after time when you put in the work of plowing and planting and reaping. So too, av hainami, so it's coming to say the same thing is regarding this vineyard in its fourth year, ki mefarka, when it's going to be redeemed, shara lesoyimina, then you could derive benefit from it, but it requires work, just like earth requires work. Now, continues the Mishnah, Bishal Arlo, however, a fruit tree orchard in its first 3 years, becharosis, they would put around it pottery shards, some clay tiles that were broken around the perimeter. Now, as the Gemara explains, Simon the Kecharosis, the sign is to say that this is like these broken shards, that Macharosis Sheina Nomina, just like broken shards of earthenware pottery, there's no benefit from it, there's no utility for it. Afhai, the less bad nominate, some are going to say also that these fruit trees in its first 3 years, that there's no benefit that can be had from it, it's totally awesome. Now, Bishal Kvaris, of burial plots, they would put around it Besid with lime. As the Gemara explains, Simon de Chivar, the sign is because lime is white, Katsamis, that it like bones, which are white, to say that there are bones that are buried over here, so people should stay away from the tumma. Moreover, umamche b'shefech, that they would melt and pour that molten lime with that was dissolved with water and pour it around the grave. Keichad in the chavit trezer, that makes it really white again, so people could know that this is a burial place. Now, Amr Shimon ben Gamliel. So the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel qualifies this halacha and he says, "Bamed devar mamum." When did we say this? That we make these types of signs for passerbys to know that this is a permitted fruit orchard, this is forbidden. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that's only b'shvius in the seventh year in the Shemitah year. The hefkinenu, where there all fruit fields, old fields are permitted, and people are to come and take and eat from it. So we want people to know, yes, as though you're allowed to eat from everything, but this is Kerem Revai, you got to first redeem it. This you can't because it's Arla, it's forbidden even if it's a Shemitah year. Aval, but says Reb Shimon Gamliel, b'shar shnei shavua, other years, not of the Shemitah year, when people are coming, if they would come and take and eat, they would be stealing and eating. Says Reb Shimon Gamliel, we let them come and take a forbidden thing, because halitei l'rosh aviyamas, let the wicked person swallow that down and die. In other words, we don't have to go ahead and put up signs and say, oh, the milk you're going to steal, I just want you to know, it's not Chal of Yisrael, it's not kosher. What do you mean? You shouldn't be taking it in the first place. It's stealing. And if you don't have to put up warning signs, the person shouldn't be taking. That's what Shimon Gamliel says. However, he says, Vatznuin, the modest one, the discreet ones, Manicha Nesa Mois V'Omrim, they would put monies on the side and they would say, because they don't want the person to stumble in sin. So they would put money on the side of their field and they would say, look, whoever will gather from this field, it will be deconsecrated on these monies. So that whatever the person's taking, even if it's something that's forbidden, but they're not going to be consuming what's forbidden, the Kerem Mavai will have already been redeemed on this person's money on the side. So ask the Gemara, and this was actually the proof of Rish Lakish and his answering on Rabbi Yochanan when it was asked from his halacha. He brought this Mishnah Maaseh Sheni in the previous daf, but what we see is it contradicts Rabbi Yochanan. We see that even though it's not in his Rishos, it was already taken by the person. When the person takes something, then it gets deconsecrated when it's in that other person's hands already on this guy's money. So you see that you could be paid, you could be makdish, you could do things that you own even though it's not in your Rishos. So that the Gemara says, now Bechitim, and if you're going to say to answer the question, Mantana Tznuin, who's the Tana of the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni who talks about this halacha of what the discreet ones would do? It's not an anonymous, a stam Mishnah. Rather, it's Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who he was quoted there, and it's him who he concludes his halacha. And as the parenthesis says, Reb Yechanan kistam yichidol loy amir, Reb Yechanan doesn't say like an anonymous individual, which are those who take that out, because it's not really because it's a stam Mishnah. It's not a stam Mishnah, it's Reb Shimon ben Gamliel who's stating his opinion. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have to hold like that, and therefore it doesn't contradict his halacha that you cannot be makdash if it's not in your rishos. And that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel who holds that you could. But that thing asked, but that would make it a different challenge on Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan says a different halacha. Wherever Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion is mentioned on Mishnayis, halacha kamois, halacha follows like him. Chutz, there's three exceptions, Me'arev, V'tziden, V'roi, Yachayinad, which are three different halachas mentioned in other places in Shas, which the halacha doesn't fall like the hem. But that doesn't include this halacha, which is not one of those three. So therefore, Me'man of Shach, either way you look at it, this is a challenge of Rabbi Yechanan. Either it's a Stam Mishnah, and Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Yechanan holds that's the halacha that you could be Poydeh Makdeh, if somebody that's not Bershusay, or it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who is concluding his statement, who he holds the halacha falls like him too. So how could Rabbi Yochanan have said that if a person has something stolen from him, he can't be Magadash, he's not Peshuzi, when you see that you could? So Amar they said, Loi Tema, don't say in this Stam Mishnah that what the Tznuin would do was Kol HaNilkat Mizeh, whatever was gathered from this, Ela'ima Kol HaMislakit Mizeh, rather says that whatever will be gathered from this fruit, in other words, what people will take, that I am saying right now, say that's new in, which it's now biyadi, this is my produce, I'm being mechalal it onto this money, whatever they ultimately will take. So that doesn't contradict Rabbi Yechanan. That could be done because it's biyadi. Once it was already taken, then of course the Stam Mishnah, which is like Rabbi Yechanan, would hold that you can't go ahead and do it because it's not b'shusay and you can't be makdash or pay to somebody that's not b'shusay. Now however, on this answer the Gemara asks, Umiyam Rabbi Yechanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yechanan really say this? But V'am Rabbi Yechanan said, Tznuin, this Mishnah Maaseh Sheni of the discreet ones, which this anonymous Tana is saying, this halacha, V'Rab Daisa, which we're going to shortly quote, Amr Davar Echad, they say the same halacha, the same idea. Now the problem is, V'Rab Daisa Nilkat Kama, and Rab Daisa clearly says something that was already gathered, as we'll see. So if the Tznuin say the same thing, it's obviously that it was Nilkat, and not the way the Gemara is trying to answer, of Kol HaMislakat, that whatever will ultimately be gathered. And again, so if it is Nilkat, then we're back to the question where you see you could be Makdish or Paydish, something that's not Bershusay. Because the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa discussed in the Halacha regarding the Halachas of Leket, which is when the time of the reaping, that there would be, if there would be one of stalk that would fall down on the ground, so if it's one or two, the Halacha is, as the Mishnah says, Msetas Peya, so two Shibayil and two stalks, the Ani could take, he could gather, that's what's called Leket. But three, he cannot take as Leket, that still belongs to the owner. Now, the problem is, not all paupers are proficient in the halacha to know the difference between 1 and 2 and 3. So therefore, the halacha that's brought over there is that the homeowner has to be mafker and say, you know what, even if it's more than 3 or more, I'm being mafker so that the anim, the poor people, don't stumble on the laws of theft because they're going to be taking what's not theirs. Now, so, but there's a disagreement how they go about the homeowner's being mafker. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Shachris, in the morning, the homeowner gets up and he says, whatever the poor people will gather today, it's already hafker. So he preempts it. Rabbi Doisam, he disagrees. He says, by the evening time, then the homeowner says, whatever the pauper is already gathered, let it be hafker so that they don't stumble in the halacha of theft. So you see, that Rabbi Doisam is told that it was already nilkat, it already was gathered. And it's only once they have it that he's mafkrit. He does not mafkrit beforehand. Only once they have it. And Rabbi Yechanan says that Tznuin are saying the same halacha. So obviously the Tznuin is the same idea, that it's only once they have it, then he's being paid it. And the problem is, you see that you could do it, even though it's not Bershusay, which contradicts Rabbi Yechanan's halacha, that he said you cannot be makdish or be paid it, and it's not Bershusay. Yet you have a Stama Mishnah, which Rabbi Yechanan agrees to, that's saying not like that. So the Gemara answers, Epech Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbi Doisa. You should really switch around the opinions of this brisa of Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Doisa. Rabbi Doisa l'Rabbi Yehuda. Switch them around and there was not a contradiction. It was Rabbi Doisa who was saying what was quoted as Rabbi Yehuda of Kol Sheyilketu, what's going to be. And it's on that Rabbi Yechanan is saying is the same thing as it's Nuin, which is only something that will be when it's still B'yadei, then you could be paid or be Maktish, which is exactly like Rabbi Yechanan's halacha, that you can only do it when you have it B'shusay, but not when it's not B'shusay. So on this, the Gemara asks, Amai Ibcha Masnita? Why are we saying that we should switch around the opinions mentioned in the Braisa? Abcha L'Rabbi Yechanan? Let's switch around the wording of Rabbi Yechanan. Because rather do it by an Amor than by Tanayim. Ve'ema, and say rather, Tznuin Rabbi Yehuda Amr Davar Echad. Why are we saying that, Rabbi Yechanan said Tznuin and Rabbi Deis Amr Davar Echad. Now that contradicts Rabbi Yechanan. So what are we doing? We're switching Rabbi Deis with Rabbi Yehuda. No, don't do that. Keep their opinions the way it's mentioned in the price and switch around the words of Rabbi Yechanan. Say instead of it that he said that Tznuin and Rabbi Deis say the same thing, it's Tznuin and Rabbi Yehuda say the same thing. And that makes sense to resolve the previous question where Rabbi Yehuda was saying regarding the future, so that Tznuin didn't regarding the future when it's still B'shusai, and that's how he's able to be paid, which is like Rabbi Yechanan's halacha. So Amadi said, Loisagid ulemes hafkes masnita. No, it's not true, because for a different reason, anyway, we have to switch around the text of the Braisa. Because and say that Rabbi Yehuda is really Rabbi Deisa and Rabbi Deisa is really Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Bahamas Nitin Ketani the Isla Rabbi Yehuda Brei. Because what do we see from this Braisa, if we kept it as is that similarly Rabbi Yehuda holds up the concept of Brei, which is retroactive clarification that it is as we're saying. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda, as he's quoted, says, Kol Sheyilket, whatever they will gather, I'm being mafker now already. Now, what that means to say is that whatever the Ani ends up taking, let's say even three or more stalks, we say, Hoover, it's retroactively clarified that this is what the owner was mafker. Because not mafker everything, it's whatever they're going to take. But you don't know what they're going to take. So, you're obviously saying that whatever it is, that's retroactively clarified, that's what I meant to say, I'm being mafker. Now, the problem with that is, and that's why anyways we have to switch it around, is v'shamina le Rabbi Yehuda be'alma de'les le'breira. We have other sources, Tanoic sources, that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the concept of breira. So anyways we have to switch it around. Therefore, instead of switching around Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, we anyways have to switch it around. That's not like we learned in the Mishnah, Masechta Mai, which are those who say it's Tanya, because actually the later concept of it is actually elaborated in a braisa. As we continue to talk with Beis, if somebody purchases wine from Kutim, and this is on Erev Shabbos, right by twilight time, by Ben Hashmashes, which, as Rashi points out, this is the part that we learned in the Braisa, that the Kiddush Olav Hayom, then it already becomes Friday night, and he doesn't have what to drink on Shabbos. Now, he doesn't have time before Shabbos to be mafresh, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, to be mafresh Trumas and Maisis. So what does he do? So says the Braisa, Omer, he says as follows. Shnei lugin, two lugin out of the 100 shani usal shani usal lahafresh, which I'm going to end up separating harehin truma, which generally truma is 1/50th from what you have of tabel. So from the kutim who are untrustworthy regarding it being taif, so you go ahead and you verbally declare that the two lugin that I will ultimately, I can't do it now, I don't have time, it's almost going to be Shabbos any second. So I say the two that I'm going to separate will be at that point the truma that it has to be, so that I could end up tithing this and taking off the necessary trumas that I can drink it in Shabbos, which is going to be in a few minutes from now. The Hari and Truma, they should be the Truma. Asara, the 10 Lugin from the 100, will be Maaser Rishon, will be the first tithe, which goes to Levim. You have to take 1/10. And Tess, then 9 Lugin, will be Maaser Sheni, because the second tithe, which has to be taken up to Yerushalayim, that is from after Maaser Rishon, which then after 10 is taken off, then you're left with 90. So then a 10th of that is 9. That'll be Maaser Sheni. Umechel, and he deconsecrates, he takes the Maaser Sheni, deconsecrates it onto Chulin, meaning on money that he has in his house, because what he could rectify, he should already have the hafrasha, not just verbally, and the halacha is by Maaser Sheni, you could do it with just words and deconsecrate it onto something else you have, so he does that chilul right away. And v'shoyse miyad, and he can drink it immediately on Shabbos, that's the opinion of a mayor, just by verbally declaring what you will at one point separate, works for now already. Now, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Shimon, Eisrin, they say that's forbidden to do, obviously, because they don't agree to a mayor, because they hold that there is no concept of Brera retroactively clarifying to say that, oh, what I drank from this on Shabbos was the chulin. And the truma and the Maaser Rishon that is left over in the barrel, oh, that is that which I had separated, because you had to have separated before, and the rest is tevel. So, but you don't know what's going to be left over. But based on Brera, you could say, oh, retroactively clarify, that was the truma and the Maaser I separated. That's Rebbe Meir. But Rebbe Huda holds that not. So says the Gemara, anyway we had to switch around the attribution of the opinions of Rebbe Huda and Rebbe Doisa, because clearly Rebbe Huda holds Ein Breira. So he couldn't be the way it's quoted anyway, and that's why we switched it around. The words of the Breisa, the opinions mentioned, and not the opinion of Rebbe Yechon himself. Now, however, the Gemara asked, Amri, they said, Seif, Seif. Ultimately, Amayka Avchis Lo Masnita. Why is it that you're switching around the opinions of the Braisa? So he said, Mishum Dekash Rabbi Huda, because anyway, forget about the difficulty he had on Rabbi Yechanon regarding who is it that Rabbi Deisa and Hatznuin that said the same thing. So we said we have to switch it around because or else that would be contradictory to the way we're explaining the halach of the Tznuin, that it's what they're going to pick. And Rabbi Deisa says, well, it was picked. So we said, no, let's switch it around. So he said, why switch around the Braisa? Switch around the Biyach. It says, anyways, you have to switch around the Braisa because the contradiction of Rabbi Huda. Because if you're saying Rabbi Huda is the one that says the future, that's the concept of Brera. Yet we see clearly from this that Rabbi Huda holds Ein Brera. So ask the Gemara, okay, so, but Hasha Namikash Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechon. But still now you left, even if you switch the Braisa, you left with a question now in Rabbi Yechon's opinions. Because the Amrit you said, Rabbi Yechon, Loi Temekola Nilkad, you said in the answer of the original question, you can't say kol hanilkad, whatever was already gathered by the poor people. Why not? Because we said, and that would contradict Rabbi Yechon's halacha, that we started off the daf by saying that you can't be mekadosh what's not biyotcha. It has to be what you have in your ability. What was already taken, you can't go ahead and be paid anymore. And the Stam Mishnah is the Maaser Sheni, which is the Tznuin. So we therefore had to say, since it's new and they're saying the same thing as Reb Deisa, so we have to go ahead and switch around and explain that it's Reb Deisa is the one that says kol ha, that whatever will be ended up, what will be taken off soon, meaning saying it in the morning. It was Reb Deisa that said that, which we said that's new and are saying the same thing, and that's like Reb Yechon's halacha. But ela emo kol ha-mislaka. So he said, don't say kol ha-nilka, but rather kol ha-mislaka, whatever will be gathered. That's how we answered the question. But says the Gemara, alma islei breira, but what you see from that is, if Rabbi Yechanan is saying that halacha, like the Stam Mishnah, that whatever will be gathered, that's how you're mending the Mishnah Maaser Sheni, like Reb Deisa, that we switched that around too. So obviously Rabbi Yechanan agrees to the concept of retroactive clarification. Whatever they will take is that which I was mafka. But on that, as the Gemara of Rabbi Yechanan less labor, Rabbi Yechanan does not hold the Breira. Because the Amr, Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said the name of Rabbi Yechanan in the following halacha. Ha'achen shecholku, when brothers split an inheritance of their father who passed away, l'kucha yisein. They have the halachic status, each brother, as consumers. In other words, we don't say that it was clarified that whatever portion each brother ended up getting from the inheritance was a Yerusha, and therefore an inheritance doesn't go back at Yovel year, because each one got what was really supposed to be coming to them from the father's inheritance. Rabbi Yechon says we don't say that. We actually consider each brother as a Loikeach. What that means to say is that each one maybe got the portion that was really his brother's, and he just switched it with him. So it's like a sale. So because they're like lekuchas, the halacha is regarding fields that are sold, machzir and zelazeb yevel. So therefore it goes back to each other. You have to re-split it up every yevel, because if it's possibly his and not yours, so then it's like a sale. A sale only lasts up until the year of yevel, so you got to go and split it again every yevel. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. They're like lekuchas, not like gershon. So what do you see? He doesn't hold up Brera, because if he held up Brera, you'd say, oh, Rich actively clarified that this is the portion that was really supposed to be his, and this is his. He doesn't say that. So Rabbi Yechanan holds Ein Brera. If he holds Ein Brera, then we're back to the question. How are we going to explain the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni? You switched it around. Fine. But there's no difficulty on one point about being Makdash, what's not B'yadeh, it has to be B'yadeh, but then we don't understand the Mishnah now anyway, because how does it help of saying, Kol HaMislakit, whatever will be gathered, that's based on the concept of a Brera, and he doesn't hold to that. So El Rav the Gemara says, La'olam kol hanilkat. Truth is that, as we were saying up until now, which that the Tznuin and Reb Daisa were saying, kol hanilkat, what was gathered already. Because you're right, can't be kol maslakit, because that would be problematic for Reb Yechanan, because that would be based on Brera, and it doesn't hold the Brera. Now, but then the question is, then you have the Stam Mishnah of Tznuin that's difficult on Reb Yechanan, because of what we're saying, what Reb Yechanan holds regarding the halacha of, that has to be B'yadai. Yet here we have the Tznuin that say, Kol HaNilkat, whatever was gathered already, you could redeem. How could you redeem? It's not B'yadai. And that says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan Stam Achrin Ashkach. Rabbi Yechanan found a different anonymous Mishnah, which does work well with his opinion. Now, but the Rashi adds one more point. He says, but if you're going to ask, but anyway you have to switch around the halacha that we mentioned before because of the contradiction of Yehuda's opinion that was mentioned because of Brera. How do we? That was the question going from Amanav Tamid Beis, where we said, anyways, you have to switch it around. How can we say, no, keep it as it was before, Reb Daisa and Reb Yehuda, as the opinions I mentioned, how can you say that? So good, Reb Daisa will be the same thing as Reb Yechanan said as the Tznuin, which was what Kol HaNilkat, what was gathered, meaning to say Reb Yehuda is saying what will be gathered. That means to say that he holds of Yesh Brera. But didn't we just, that was one of the questions we said, that he holds Ein Brera. And that Rashi says that, no, you don't have to switch it around for that, because actually Reb Yehuda holds Yesh Brera. And so how do we understand that halacha of someone that buys wine from the kutim, that it's usur to go ahead and say what I will separate? That's for a different reason, as the Gemara mentions in Masechta Sukkah, the Chavdal Manav, Shem Yibokeh Hanoid. It's just a concern because, yes, even if you hold Brera, but maybe the barrel might burst, and then it will turn out retroactively that you never separated and then you drank Tevel. Meaning, yes, if you end up making it to that point and is what's left over, that retroactively will be considered the Trumas Amisus. But who holds it's us, and not because Ein Brera, he holds Yesh Brera, as we're explaining from his Machlokes Reb Daisa, but rather just because of a concern, if you're going to do that, the flask might burst, and then retroactively it comes out that you were drinking Tevel because you never had the Brera to have it happen towards the end. But what the Gemara is answering right now is, so since we don't have to switch it around, so we're not switching it around. We're leaving Reb Yehuda and Reb Daisa as we had mentioned before. Reb Daisa is like the Tznuin, which is, right, not like Reb Yechanan's halacha. It's kol hanilkat. It's that you're redeeming it even when it's out of Yerushas. But Reb Yechanan said it has to be in Yerushas. That's because he found a different anonymous Mishnah. So although one anonymous Mishnah is not like him and he passes like a Stam Mishnah, but he found a different one that does say like him, that's not like in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Ein agoin av achar gan mishalm tishlumi kefil. If a thief stole and another thief stole from him, the second thief doesn't pay kefil by stealing from that person. Now, amai, why is that? As the Gemara explains, bishlem leganav rishon lemishalmi. You understand why to the first ganav he doesn't pay kefil? Because begunav mibeis ha'ish. The Torah tells us that kefil applies if he stole from the house of the owner, but lemibeis ha'ganav, not from the house of the thief. So we understand you're not paying kefil to him. But ela lebailam nishalim, when you steal from the thief, you should pay kefil to the original owner. Why not? It's his, because someone stole from him. Who cares? It should still be considered begunav mibeis ha'ish. Ela lav shmamina. Rather, says Rabbi Yechanan, what you can infer from our Mishnah is, zeh lafi she'ein ishaloi. Now what happens is, when someone steals something from someone else, each one has a deficiency in the ownership, and hence regarding being makdashit. The ganav, it's not his. And the original owner, because it's not in his domain. That's why he doesn't get the kefil. It's not considered begunav mibeis ha'ish, because there is something that he's missing. That's why Rabbi Yechanan says you can't be makdashit. And that's based on this principle. That's why the original owner doesn't get kefil, because ultimately it's not b'shusay and it's not considered begunav mibeis ha'ish. Now the Gemara asks, however, umay chaz is the asl basar hahistam, what did Rabbi Yechanan find fit to go after our anonymous Mishnah? Let him go after the anonymous Mishnah Masechtas Maaser Sheni, which is the anonymous Mishnah of the Tznuin, which was Kol HaNilkat. Even what was already taken, you could still go ahead and be paid it, even though it's not B'shusai. So I think my answer is Mishum the Misayei Likra, because our Mishnah's halacha is supported by the pasuk, because the pasuk says in Yikra, it says Ve'ish ki yakdish is beis hakodesh l'Hashem. When a man will be makdish his house holy to Hashem, so you see, what do you find regarding the halacha of being makdish? Ma beis b'shus is just like a person's house is in his domain. Of kol b'shus is so to whatever you being makdish has to be in your shus, and therefore the pasuk supports the halacha of our Mishnah, which is that there is a deficiency when it's not b'shusai, and that's why it doesn't get kafel. So too the Rabbi Yochanan extends it to halacha of hekdish in contrast to that Mishnah, the anonymous Mishnah, Masechtas Maaseh Sheni. Now the Gemara makes a few reflections regarding this halacha that was mentioned previously from Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Abaye says, Ilav de Amar B'yechanan, were it not to be that Rabbi Yochanan had said, that Snuin V'Reb Daisa Amar Davar Echad, that was mentioned Amar Aleph, which is one of the things brought in why we kept on asking Rabbi Yochanan, he said that the Snuin, the anonymous Mishnah Masechtas Maaseh Sheni, who say that whatever was taken from this guy's field, and then he doesn't want them to sin, so he says, look, whatever they take, and as we said, that was already taken, would be redeemed on the money that he put on the side of it. And Reb Daisa, which was this halacha that he argued Reb Yehuda, Amr Davar Echad, that they're saying the same thing, which Reb Daisa said, at the night time, the guy comes around and says, oh, whatever the poor people ended up taking was what I had in mind, that should be Hefker. But it was already after, which again, both of them are saying Kol Nilkat. So says Abaye, if Reb Yehuda had not said that it's the same thing, Havamina, I would have said that no. Tznuin isla Reb Daisa. The Tana of the Mishnah of Tznuin in Maaseh Sheni holds up Reb Daisa's halacha, but Reb Daisa less lo the Tznuin, Reb Daisa does not hold the halacha of the Tznuin, as he explains. Tznuin isla Reb Daisa, the halacha of Tznuin would hold up the halacha of Reb Daisa, because Uma beganav of the Rabban Takanta, if regarding a thief, because this guy, in the case of the Tznuin, is a guy who has a regular kerem, and it's not the Shemitah year, and people have no rights to take from it, and still, we're talking about ganavim, still, the rabbis made a takana, where even though it was taken by them already, the guy could say, you know what, let it be redeemed on money that I have. So, maybe they have to say that the Rabban would make a takana for poor people who they're just ignorant of the law. They don't know, they could only take two things that fell on the side, but not three stalks. So for sure, the Chacham would make that takana that the homeowner could be mafgrid, even though it was already taken already by them, even though it's not b'shusay. But says Abaya, I would say Reb Daisa less lo disnuin. That the halacha of Reb Daisa would not necessarily agree to the halacha of the disnuin, because anim hu de abdul rabban takant. It's only for the poor people who the rabbi said, look, we've got to do something, but the poor people, they're going to end up sinning for the sin of stealing because they don't know the differentiation between two and three. So that's where they made the takana that the owner is mafgrid after it's already taken. Avaganev, but regarding a thief, lo avdil rabban takant, rabban would not make such a takana, which is the halacha of the tznuin, and therefore I would have said that maybe the Reb Daisa did not agree to that halacha of tznuin. But as Tosafot points out, now that Reb Yechon says that tznuin and Reb Daisa are saying davar echad, the same halacha, if so, it's obvious that the halacha is not because of a takana, because you're right, based on takana, maybe Reb Daisa would not agree. Why should I make a takana for ganavim? But rather, it's what's called min hadin. It's basically because that, yes, you can go ahead you could do something with something that you own, even though it's not b'shusay. And therefore, if that's the case, it doesn't make a difference if it's ganavim or anim. Either way, the homeowner has the rights to do that, even though it's not b'shusay. Similarly, Amar Rava says, Ilav de Amar Reb Yechanan tznuin Reb Daisa Amar Davar Echad. If Reb Yechanan had not said that they were saying the same halacha, Havamina, I would have thought to say, Man Tana Tznuin. I would have explained it in a different way. I would have said, who's the Tana of this Mishnah Maaseh Sheni that talks about what the discreet ones would do? They would put the money on the side and say, whatever people steal should be deconsecrated on this money. I would say, Remeir. It's Remeir. Now, why is that? Because Lav Amr Remeir, didn't Remeir say Masechtas Kedushin? That Maaseh, Mamon Gevayahu. That Maaseh is considered Hashem's money, meaning wherever the Maaseh is, it's not the person's money, it's really Hashem's money. It's what Hashem said, you have to do this with that money. Now, Vafil Hachi, in spite of this, Le'inya Pediya, regarding redeeming the Maaseh Sheni money, Ukmei Rachman, the B'shusay, the Torah is considered on some level like it is in the owner's domain, meaning that he's chayiv to separate when he's redeeming it, not just the principal amount, but also an added fifth. Because if it wouldn't be his, he wouldn't have to add a fifth. Because Allah of adding a fifth is only with the owners. The chesed, like it says in the pasuk Miyikra, says, Vim goyel goyel ish mi maaser. If a person who wants to redeem his maaser sheni, doesn't want to take it all up to Yerushalayim, he'd rather just take up money. So the pasuk says, Chamishisa yosev alav. He has to add on a fifth to the principal. So, Kari Rachmana maisra. You see the Torah, although really, as Remeir says, all of maaser sheni money is really Hashem's money. But it's being considered the owner's money. to have the halacha ma'isiv chaimish that you have to add on the fifth. Because if someone else actually redeems, he doesn't have to add the fifth. So therefore, says Rava, I would have thought to say that kem revai nami, that the same halachic concept would apply to the case over there of the tznuin by the vineyard in the fourth year. Why? Because gamer kaidish kaidish mimaisa. I would learn the gzeir shava, the word kaidish by meiser to the word kaidish by kem revai. Because ksiv hacha says over here in the halachas of kem revai kaidish ilulim, they're holy with praises, meaning you take up the fruits of the fourth year up to Yerushalayim, which again, if you don't want to redeem that, the same halacha as meiser. Uksiv gamer meiser. It also says by the halachas of meiser sheni, it says v'chol meiser haaretz, and all the tais of the land, mizera haaretz, from that which were planted of the land, mipri haetz, from the fruits of the tree, lashemu is tashem, kaidish it's holy. So I'd make the following zera shava. Ma kodesh dechsev gabe ma'aser, just like it says holy by ma'aser, the halacha is again like Reb Meir, avagav de mamon gevayu, who although it's Hashem's money, but le'inyan pedi regarding the redeeming of it, uk merachman de b'shru, so the Torah considered like it's yours, so that's why you have to add the fifth in contrast to everyone else. Av hai kodesh nami dechsev gabe kem revai, so through the word kodesh that it says by halachas of kem revai. Avagav de lav mamon didehu, although it's not his own money, it's really Hashem's money, you got to bring it up to Yerushalayim. But le'inyin achulei uk mirachman b'shus, regarding deconsecrating it, the Torah put it as if it's in Yerushus, because we're learning gzeir shava, same thing like we find by Ma'aser Sheni. Toha ki ise b'shuse, because it's in his domain, nami holav didehu, because even when it's his, it's not really his. But you could deconsecrate it. How can you do that? Because the Torah is considering it like it's yours. Now, mishum hachi matzi machal, but it's only because of that you could deconsecrate it. Aval, but I would have thought to say, says Rava, gabe leket, by the gleanings of the stalks, by the matnas aniyim, kivin de memoine didei, that's different. That's fundamentally different than the halacha of the tznuin. Meaning, I would say Reb Deisa and the tznuin are saying something else. Because Reb Deisa is talking about the leket. The tznuin are talking about Kerem Revai, which I would say Kerem Revai is the same thing as Ma'aser Sheni, where the tznuin say you don't have to be in your rishus because anyway it's not in your rishus, and still the Torah considers like yours. So yes, you could be mechalet even when the guy already took it. But regarding leket, there it's not Hashem's money. Kivin b'mayin d'day, it's the person's money. Ki ise b'shusehu d'matzi mafkele. Then I would tell you, so then it's only when it's in your domain, meaning that it's your ownership, that's when you could be mafkeret. When it's not in his domain, meaning the poor person already took it, then he can't be mafkered anymore. That's what I would have thought to say, that actually Reb Deisa would not agree to the halacha of the tznuin, because leket is fundamentally different than kerem revai, because kerem revai is compared to ma'aser sheni, where it's never really yours. So it doesn't have to be in your rishus. The Torah makes it like as if it's yours, so then you could be mechali when it's not. Whereas leket has to be in your rishus. But says Rashi, but now that Rabbi Yochanan says that Tznuin and Reb Deisa are saying Davar Echad, the same thing, obviously you can understand that the reasoning is not because you need it to be Bishusai, because even in general, as long as the owner was not Meyayish, he could be Mafkrit, he could be Makdish, he could be Mchalit, it doesn't have to be Bishusai. That's why they're saying the same Halacha. So too, a third statement, Amr Avina, he says the same idea, meaning of Ilav da'am Rabbi Yechanan Tznun Reb Deisa Amad Dabar Echad. Were it not for Rabbi Yechanan to say that the Tznun Reb Deisa said the same halacha, Havamina, I would have said, Man tan the Tznun. Who's the tan of this Mishnah Ma'aser Sheni regarding what the discreet ones would do? In other words, that after they took it already, he would say, oh, those Ganavim, you know what? I don't want them to be sinners. Let it be deconsecrated and the money I put on the side of it. I would say, you know who is that Tana? It's Reb Deisa. Actually, it is Reb Deisa. Not that Reb Deisa and that Tana say the same thing. It is the same opinion. Now, what would that accomplish? We had an original question. We asked the Stam Mishnah of the Masechta Ma'aser Sheni, which talks about the Tznuin. We said that contradicts Reb Yechanan, because Reb Yechanan says it has to be biyada to be makdish. So we asked, but you see the halacha ma'aser sheni of the tznuin, it's not biyada, it's already was taken, and yet you see he could be mechalit. So that was the question we had all along. So the Gemara says, you're right, that really contradicts Reb Yechanan, but he has a different stam mishnah, and he goes with that one because it's more reasonable that one than that stam mishnah. But says Ravina, if not for Reb Yechanan, I could have answered the question, I wouldn't have to say that he has a different stam mishnah. Because Rabbi Yechanan, as we continue to talk about Einim and Aleph, I would say Kistam Yechida Loi Amar, although he says like halacha, like a Stam Mishnah, but it's only when it's anonymous Mishnah, which that sounds like Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is passing and saying it anonymously because that's the majority opinion. But when we know that the anonymous Tana is really a yachid, then I would say Rabbi Yochanan does not say like that. And that would be good because I would tell you, you know who is that Tana in Snuin? That is actually Reb Daisa, because they're saying the same thing. Not that they are saying the same thing, it is the same opinion. Oh, so it's Reb Daisa that says it. It's a Das Yachid. So Das Yachid, there Reb Yochanan doesn't say like the Stam Mishnah. That would have answered the question. But again, as Taisa points out in the second answer, he says, but now that what Ravina is saying is, I would have said that, to which would have answered the question, and it wouldn't be a question of the Stam Mishnah. But Taisa points out, but now that anyway, the Gemara had to give a different answer, so we don't, that says, so Ravina is not saying that anymore, and therefore, yes, the halacha would still be, that Rabbi Yochanan would stay halacha like Stam Mishnah, even if it's a Das Yachid. It's just that he's saying, had Rabbi Yochanan not said that, again, he can't say that because Rabbi Yochanan did say that it's two different opinions, just that they say the same thing. But he's just saying, had he not said that, like the other two opinions before him, then I would have said something else, which again would have answered the question, which I would have said that he doesn't say it by Stam of a Yachid. But again, now that he's not saying that, because Rabbi Yochanan does say that it's not, that the Tana of Tznuin is not Reb Daisa, therefore then you could still say that when Rabbi Yochanan says, Halacha Tekistam Mishnah, is even when it is a Yachid.